We will have nanobots that we can feed into our brain that directly connect to the cloud rather than through anything we carry in our pocket. And in that way, wirelessly, we can basically download entire books, entire languages, and we will then know these things just by the act of downloading.
Well, that's one implication.
Into our brains.
But we'll have more neocortex, so we won't be limited to a mere 300 million pattern modules. We'll have billions or 10 billion.
What, biologically, or just simply because we have these nanobots?
We'll have this extension that's non-biological.
Scientists predict the outbreak of at least 37 viruses which are capable of annihilating humanity. Flu strains will mutate rapidly and start affecting the human nervous system and DNA. Moreover, those viruses will be resistant to any type of drugs known today.
But we've got something that might help. A pill to cure all diseases has been invented.
And this technology could actually help you live up to 150 years. This is a laboratory in Krasnoyarsk. Here, robot technicians create microscopic robots which will be able to live in our bodies and treat diseases. There are millions of them on this plate. Are you ready to see them? Here is what a nanodisc looks like. It's so tiny that 50,000 of these put in a row are still thinner than a human hair. Each disc consists of gold and nickel layers and contains a biologically active molecule. Today, this white rat is our patient. Our rat is put into a device with a magnetic field, which helps to operate nanodiscs.
A company based in Boston, they've just created what they believe to be the first potential coronavirus vaccine. Obviously, this won't be available on the market for months. However, I have suspicions and curiosities regarding the vaccine, the potential for vaccine for coronavirus or for COVID-19, and the possibility that inside that medicine, inside that vaccine, or used to create that vaccine, nanobots, nanomites, basically nano robotics. You can see in the images on the screen how small they are, down to the size of a red blood cell and smaller. Now, in my interpretation, if these nanobots are injected into the bloodstream, and you know, they're the things that are responsible for making people better, obviously people are gonna, you know, they're not gonna know it's nanotechnology, but you know, the vaccine is gonna work just to the masses. That's how it's gonna look. The vaccine is going to work, so a lot of people are gonna get it. Now, after the virus has been cured by the nanobots, they don't leave the system. They stay within the body and can, in fact, you know, collect somewhere in the body and just sit there waiting. Waiting for what? The final thing, 5G. Now, we know that they started releasing this fifth generation wireless technology in 2019. And we're going to have a wide rollout throughout 2020. Now, I feel that the 5G technology could be used to send commands to those nanobots. That if the vaccine contains nanobots or nanorobotics, and those robots, those nanobots, are kept within the human body, they could be used at a later date. 5G technology can serve a huge amount of data at the same time, which is the big difference between 3G, 4G, and 5G. Obviously, 5G is the fastest of the wireless networks or wireless technologies, and enables people to transfer massive amounts of data very, very quickly. So, if there was a, I don't know, central command, for example, one day the command is sent out, the 5G technology sends the signal all around the world in, you know, very short space of time. And all those nanobots that are collected in people's bodies come into action. 5G technology, the coronavirus, nanotechnology, this vaccine, you know, suddenly it only took them around 40 days from sequencing to producing the vaccine, which is an incredibly fast turnaround time for vaccine production. I feel that there's more to it than just, you know, good luck and smart people. Obviously these things are planned well in advance, so it's the possibility that, you know, they could have been working on this vaccine for a long time. But in my opinion, the nanotechnology, the 5G technology, and the coronavirus are all linked together.
Now, the two documents, I'll read them out to you. The cover page document says DTFN estimates for nano domestic quail phase 4 updated compliance. And this is for the Assistant Director of Advanced Projects, the Office of DARPA Command, for the Department of Secretary of Defense eyes only. Then it describes nano domestic quail in the other document. And it says that there needs to be more inflows of dispersal in Pepsi Company, 9.9% more, Nestle, 8.5% more. It goes on with the different percentages. Chicago Municipal, that's referring to the water supply. Atlantic Municipal, another water supply. Coca-Cola, Los Angeles Municipal, and Seattle Municipal. These are just a few of the very many areas that these things have infiltrated. To give you a little bit more of a heads up as to where these things are. Now, I have contacted my NASA contacts on this, and I have verification and confirmation from numerous sources. My NASA contacts have confirmed this, that this is true. And when I asked them for any kind of documentation that they could give me, they are not directly involved. He gave me the document. He said, this document has it all. It tells you pretty much everything. And so he was saying, yes, it's true, it's real, it's in the water, it's in all these other products. Not only that, it's in vaccines. The particular nanites that we're talking about are medical nanoscale devices, meaning they're so tiny you can barely see them, or you might not even be able to see them with the naked eye. They're customized with targeted drug delivery and cell death vehicles carrying large doses of agents, genetic material, or programming targeted to specific cells. Now, these particular nanites that we're talking about, let me get down here. These are the revolutionary kind of nanites that are constructed with a robust, smart nanostructure. And they detect specific cells and identify their location in the body. They can kill the cells or stay right where they are and confirm back having done the job. So they get this frequency and they get their working orders, they do their working orders, and then they report back what they've done when they're finished. Now, the nanites that he's talking about are made for one simple purpose, and they are to burrow into the bloodstream, gain entrance to the brain and other areas of the body in order to attach themselves to that tissue and lay in wait for classified military frequency signal to give them their working orders, at which time they manipulate the brain and other areas of the body to send signals to those other areas of the body to affect what is called a cytokine storm. It's a sort of immune system feedback loop that is like your immune system on steroids. They cause the body's immune system to turn against itself and mimic virulent flu-like symptoms that develop into upper respiratory infection, fluid in the lungs, pneumonia, and eventually death. The target survival rate for the powers that be is 2%. Now, they're saying that they want 99% of the populace infected with these things, and most of us are already. This program began in 1995.
Can these nanites be remotely activated, or are they pre-programmed to do their mission at a certain time on their own?
They are pre-programmed, but they are activated when they're given their working orders. Basically, when the military, the top secret classified military frequency is sent out, is emitted, they get that frequency order. Okay, now it's time to do your task. Once they're done with their task, they report back. Or if it's a continuing task, they report as they go. Now, a new report reveals that at least 104 food packaging and agricultural products contain nano ingredients. They're now on sale internationally. These include diet replacement milkshakes, cooking oil, tea and fortified fruit juice, food additives sold for use and processed meats, soft drinks, bakery and dairy products, long life and antibacterial food packaging. It's in the packaging, and antibacterial kitchenware.
Amazing. This is pretty scary. This is wicked.
To make this future a reality, scientists want to teach nanobots to reproduce themselves. How? For instance, they will create numerous mini copies of themselves based on protein cells inside the human body. Nevertheless, futurologists are skeptical.
All these technologies are kind of like nuclear power. They're extremely powerful, maybe positive, but we have to control them. If we cannot control what we do there, it may cause a chain reaction.
According to so-called gray goo theory, microscopic robots will first annihilate humankind and then die out themselves, as they'll have consumed all the energy sources.
Well, Elon Musk's next project isn't a car or a spaceship or a solar panel. The executive's latest startup is called Neuralink, which focuses on the goal of implanting chips into human brains and also connecting brains to computers. Here's what Elon Musk said at a conference in California about the technology last night.
This, I think, has a very good purpose, which is to cure important diseases and ultimately to help secure humanity's future as a civilization relative to AI. This, I think, has tremendous potential, and we hope to have this aspirationally in a human patient before the end of next year. This is not far.